This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's an economist in Venezuela named Carlos Hernandez who had a piece in the New York Times a week, maybe 10 days ago, with the headline, "Bitcoin has saved my family." It caught my eye because, first of all, it's interesting that an economist is knowingly using something as speculative as Bitcoin, but also it says a whole bunch about how bad things have gotten in that country. So we called him up. We got him on Skype. Mr. Hernandez, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me.
This is going to sound like a silly question, but I want you to tell me how you go about buying a gallon of milk.
Well, first of all, I don't have any bolivars.
Yeah, no bolivars, which is the currency, right?
Yeah. So what I do, if I wanted to buy milk right now, the first step would be to change my stash of bitcoins to bolivars. I would go to this page where I would exchange it, find a seller, and that uses my same bank, so the transaction happens immediately.
Yeah.
And then I get the bolivars. And then the other step is finding the milk, which is actually the hard part of the process.
Yeah. Finding the milk is a whole other thing, and we'll get there. But you do this in bitcoins. You've got a Bitcoin account, and when you need bolivars, because the money changes value so quickly, it devalues so quickly, inflation is so high there, then you instantaneously change the Bitcoin to bolivar and spend the money right away.
Yes, exactly. That's my trick.
Yeah, well, it's a good trick because with the economy down there and with the currency devaluing so quickly, it makes a lot of sense. One of many questions is, you're an economist and you know how risky Bitcoin can be, but the point is, Bitcoin is less risky than bolivars?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, Bitcoin, I can trade with anyone in Venezuela and I can make the transaction online, and it's way, way more liquid that way. I can change it in minutes.
So once you get your Bitcoin into bolivars and you go down the street to the store, what's on the shelves for you to buy?
Not much. It's no longer easy to find some things that have an actual brand.
Hmm.
For example, there is this guy that has a coffee grinder, and he grinds the coffee right in front of you, and he sells you the coffee in little bags.
Yeah.
There's actually someone who's selling milk in recycled bottles of soda. I don't know where does he get it from, but it's there.
Yeah. Can you buy the milk off the back of this guy's truck or the coffee grinder guy? Can you pay them in Bitcoin or does it have to be bolivars?
No. Bitcoin is not widespread in that sense.
Yeah.
Because there are technological limitations.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet can get a little spotty. I'm actually surprised that this call hasn't cut out.
So am I.
So I don't think that it will get to a point where you have like everyone goes and buys in Bitcoin. That is not going to happen because people are so poor that they don't have a smartphone.
Yeah. What does the Venezuelan government, either one, take your pick, the one with President Maduro or the one with National Assembly President Guaido, what do they have to say about this?
I'm with Guaido.
With Guaido. All right.
Nicolas Maduro has been acknowledging that this market exists.
Huh.
They've made this web page where you can send them the Bitcoin and they will send you the bolivars.
Ooh.
They actually made a parallel local Bitcoin.
Wow.
Yeah, but the rate is lower. It's like 20% lower, so they take their cut if you use their system.
Yeah. Also,
and you lose the anonymity.
I was just going to say, do you trust them? Because first of all, you have to trust them, but also they'll know who you are.
I don't trust him at all.
Yeah.
I've created an account with a fake name.
Yeah.
And I tried and it didn't work. The system doesn't work like everything the government does. But in theory, it's pretty scary what they're doing because I feel like their next step, once they get their system up and running, would be to try to shut down the other alternatives, like local Bitcoin, so they can make us use their system.
A personal question, if I might, Mr. Hernandez, before I let you go. You're a guy of some means because you know about Bitcoin and you have the wherewithal to do this. You've got an education. Why do you stay in Venezuela?
That is the hardest question. So I've been trying to leave for about a year now.
Hmm.
And every time I want to leave, there comes a new opportunity, a new work that I have to finish. So, okay, let me finish this and then I leave. The thing is, the professional workforce in Venezuela is contracting so much. Everyone is leaving.
Yeah.
So you actually have a lot of opportunities if you don't want to leave.
If you have opportunity if you have an education and you can figure it out, right?
And if you know English.
Yeah.
For example, if you were to interview someone in Venezuela right now and you only knew English, you would reach out to me. And there are several of those.
Well, Mr. Hernandez, thank you for your time, sir.
You too. Thank you.